questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is your host, Musa al-Bahadili, and you are now listening to the program Q&A on Islamic Beliefs. Joining me in the studio today is a dear friend and guest speaker, Sheikh Murtada Karimi, who is an Islamic scholar at the Seminary of Qum. Dear Sheikh, I welcome you and assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us, dear Sheikh. Today, we would like to talk about a marriage, perhaps a political marriage that some people say was unlogical and disastrous for the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam, and that is the marriage of Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba alayhim salam with, what should we say, some people call her Ju'da, or some say also Ja'da. So, dear Sheikh, we know that the Imams, they have ilmul ghayb, they have the knowledge of the unseen, the unknown. Right, they know future events if they so wish to do so, and they have pretty much access to the knowledge that Allah possesses. Why then did the Imam marry her?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So first of all, we need to talk about the ilm, the knowledge of the Imam of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, because it's not only about the marriage of Imam al-Hasan alayhi as-salam with Ja'da. Sometimes people pose the same question when it comes to, like, Imam al-Rida alayhi salam eating from that fruit, and right. He knows that he will be martyred.
Imam Musa al-Kadhim alayhi salam eating from the date, yeah, or Imam Hussein going to Karbala.
Imam Ali going to the mosque of Kufa, right, while he knows that Ibn Muljam is there.
Yes.
So there are a couple of points. First of all, when it comes to everyday life, the Prophet and the Imam of the Ahlul Bayt somehow were commanded by God to, behave and act like normal people. I mean, they are not going to use the knowledge of the unseen on daily issues.
Right.
If they were going to do that, they cannot be the role model of the people.
Because there would be no point.
Yeah. So, if they were going to take benefit from the knowledge of the unseen on a daily basis and for all their affairs, then, this is against the tradition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Like, how will you preach patience to hungry people when whenever you're hungry, you can just get some food,
exactly,
from some way or, yeah, another? Right.
So this is one point. And in our case, when it comes to marriage, the Prophet, let's talk about our Prophet, peace be upon him, and his family, he's not going to act upon his knowledge of the unseen about, like, the intentions of the people, about the future of the people. No, this is what also people expect from him. The Holy Prophet cannot, for example, we have it that in some cases the fathers of the girls, they propose the marriage to the Prophet. The Prophet cannot say that, okay, I know about your intention, I know about the future of this girl, I know about... in that case, this would have caused people to, disperse from around the Prophet.
Right.
In these cases, especially when it comes to marriage, the Imams and the Prophet acted upon, the normal behavior, like other people. That is why we cannot claim that the wives of the Prophet were the most righteous, women on the earth at that time.
Just
no.
Because they were married to him.
Yeah, just right. Because of... So when it comes to marriage, there were many factors which played a role, and I will talk about some of them later. So can we claim that at the time of the Prophet, only these women were the best women at that time? No. For sure, there might have been other people better than those people in terms,
right,
of knowledge, righteousness, faith, and so on and so forth. So marriage is not only about faith, actions, and it's not about the knowledge of the unseen of the prophet for the future of these people.
Right.
And no, it's, I mean, a matter of, I mean, daily right. basis, and the prophet and the imams need to act upon like normal right. people.
I think the misconception there, Sheikh, it stems from the belief that because the prophet, he married so-and-so woman, it means that he chose her to be his wife.
Exactly.
And so he chose her to be a partner with him in his prophethood, mm-hmm. in prophetic mission. And that's not true.
And the Quran tells us that, at least in two cases, the wives of two prophets were disbelievers.
Right.
They didn't believe in God at all. They didn't believe in the prophet. So this is the first point. The second point is that now we come to this point. I mean, I'm talking about the knowledge of all the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt, not especially about marriage. According to some narrations, Imam has the knowledge of everything, Ilmu ma kan wa ma yakun, the knowledge of the past and future. But there is a discussion among the scholars that when we talk about the fact that the Imams, they know about the past, about the future, this is a potential knowledge, or practically speaking, they know everything. According to some narrations, this is a potential knowledge, meaning that if the Imam wants to know something,
he can access it.
He can access it, and God will give it. إِذَا شَاءَ عَلِمَ, or according to another pronunciation, إِذَا شَاءَ عُلِّمَ. When Imam desires, when Imam wills, he knows, or he is taught, that is by God, by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, and I think this is a valid point, meaning that although Imam can have access to the knowledge of the unseen whenever and wherever he wishes, it doesn't mean that in all the cases he wanted to know. No, his willing to know is based on divine permission. I mean, they know whatever God wants them to know. So when it comes to, for example, Imam al-Ridha alayhi salam eating from that fruit, one answer is that in that case, Imam al-Ridha alayhi salam didn't want to know about that, about the fact that this is poisonous, because God didn't want him to know that. And the same is true about Imam Ali al-Salam going to the Mosque of Kufa.
Right.
This is one answer which is typically given to this question.
It's a good answer. So in essence, it says that Allah has given them knowledge and giving them perhaps access to more knowledge if they ask for it.
If they
right?
ask for it.
But because they want what Allah wants, they know that if Allah wanted them to know these things, he would have taught them from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
But he has kept them secret for a reason. Perhaps also a test of faith, perhaps.
Yeah.
Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
So this is one of the good answers given to this question that, yeah, although the Imams can know if they want, but in some cases they do not want because they know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not want. So,
right.
We have a chapter in Usul al-Kafi that أَنَّ الْأَئِمَّ إِذَا شَاءُ أَن يَعْلَمُوا عَلِمُوا أُرُ عَلِمُوا. The Imams, when they want to know or they are taught. So they have this potential power to know. But this doesn't mean that, I mean, practically speaking, they know all
right.
the issues. The next point is about the concept of bada, which I think we talked about that in one of the previous episodes, and I'm not going to talk about that, I mean, in details, but
right.
The knowledge of the Imams is based on the tablet of al-mahw wal-ithbat. So according to the concept of bada, we have two tablets. One of them is the Allah al-Mahfuz, the preserved tablet, which is only accessible to God and nothing in it is changed. But the other one is the lawh, the tablet of al-mahw wal-ithbat, which means that there might be something in it, but later it is changed.
It will be changed, right.
So the knowledge of the imams is within the tablet of al-mahw wal-ithbat, which means that in some cases, maybe when it comes to the events, we said that we're not talking about religious knowledge.
Of course.
When it comes to the Quran, when it comes about beliefs, when it comes to jurisprudence, everything is the same. But when it comes to some events, it might be that the knowledge of the imam is based on the tablet of al-mahw wal-ithbat, but then bada happens, meaning that people come to know that this wasn't the case.
Right.
So in our cases, we can claim that, because we are talking about some events like martyrdom, like marriage, and the knowledge of the imams are based on their knowledge from that tablet, which can be changed. And it might be different from the preserved tablet.
So that's a different answer. That in essence, they didn't know because it was changed.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is another answer that can be given to this.
Right.
But talking more specifically about Imam al-Hasan alayhi salam and Ja'da, first of all, we cannot say for sure that Ja'da was a very bad and unrighteous woman from
right.
the beginning.
It's not that she was famous, that she is
exactly.
an evil person.
Exactly.
Right.
Like her father, Ash'as, in some periods, he was a supporter of Imam Halil al-Salam, but later he changed. Anyway, because some historical... we know that she was deceived by Muawiyah, according to some reports, to poison Imam al-Hasan alayhi salam. But according to some historical accounts and reports, first, rejected the, this malicious offer by the Muawiyah. But later, other people insisted, and then she was deceived. So when we read this, that she was deceived, it means that we cannot claim that for sure at the time of marriage, she was also a very bad lady, she was unrighteous.
Right.
And why Imam al-Hasan alayhi salam
she was like corrupt from the start.
No, she wasn't like this. So when she seems to be a righteous woman at the beginning, Imam Hasan or Imam Ali alayhi salam, they are not going to act upon their knowledge of the unseen that later she
right.
will poison the Imam. No, this is not the case. They cannot act, as I mentioned, as the firstborn like this. It's very likely that she was a righteous woman at first, but later she was deceived by Muawiyah. And it's not only her. Many great companions of, not many, there are a couple of other people from the companions of Imam Ali alayhi salam who were deceived by Muawiyah as well, while they were, great supporters of Imam Ali alayhi salam. But at the time of Imam al-Hasan alayhi salam, they were deceived by Muawiyah. So it doesn't mean that Imam Ali alayhi salam should turn away from them at his time too, because he knows that
right.
they will be deceived by Muawiyah. There are a couple of points remaining regarding this question.
Yes, but we are unfortunately out of time, dear Sheikh. I would like to thank you for joining us today and again sharing with us your valuable knowledge, and also like to thank the dear listeners for tuning in. Until next time, fi amanillah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي حسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن